Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. D, Dr. Deborah. Happy Monday. Hello, family. I am Dr. Deborah Nixon, and I'm America's family therapist. Yes, we need family therapy. I have been talking about racism for the past month, maybe 2 months, here on the show. And I decided to do that, guys, because somebody needs to keep at us about this. I know it's like your mother nagging you to clean your room up, or your daddy nagging you to do the best job you can if you're painting something or cutting the grass or whatever. Stereotypic examples, but that's what parents do. And so as your therapist slash dual relationship sister, auntie, cousin, I am saying to you that if we do not face this problem, and in this case, face our fears about what this racism, this system, this created system is doing to all of us, not just the black and brown people, but the white people too. Have you ever noticed that when you hold something against somebody, it basically entraps you, enslaves you as well? So while you're thinking, those of you who know that you're racist, admittedly, deliberately, systematically, systemically, you know it. You are doing it on purpose. You are not doing anything to black and brown people and poor people. You're not doing anything to them. You are doing it to yourself. So I want to invite you to invite us all. Crap. Sorry. I want to invite us to consider to consider. This is crazy. To consider what it's doing to all of us. Crap, y'all, what is that about? What is that about? I'm almost back. What it is doing. There you go. What's doing to all of us? Not just the people who you think that are being victimized. I have recently did a post. We're all victims, and we are, because we are in this relationship together. That's why I say we're family. That's why family therapists call themselves, we call ourselves family therapists, because we realize that we're connected. We're connected to each other. We're connected to the same problems. And in this case, the problem is racism. The problem is this belief system that there are some of us who are inferior, and there are some of us, of course, the others are superior. And because we have these false assumptions, ideas, beliefs about each other and ourselves, we have created this terrifying legacy in American history. This morning, I had the opportunity to just kind of read the first part of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And it went on to say that if there are, basically paraphrasing, if something is going on and it's wrong and it's unjust, it is our duty to destroy it, to rid ourselves of it. Racism is that thing, guys. Racism is this cancer, you know. As I say that with my mouth, it makes so much sense that cancer does what it does to the body. Well, racism is a cancer in the body of Americans. And let me, while I'm adding that, because I'm talking about the fear. Fear, there is nothing more detrimental to a physical body than fear. And we can add stress to that. Doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists will tell you that mental stress and and psychological states of being affects the physical body. So it doesn't surprise me as I think about the rampage that cancer is on, that racism is doing the same thing to the American family, to the American body. So this fear that has us all enslaved, we need to face. It's so easy for us to say that about test taking or making commitments or interviewing for a job or losing weight, anything else that has you, in a certain amount of fear. So my question for you this morning is, what are you afraid of? White people, what are you afraid of? We have our theories about why you're afraid. Social scientists have their fear about why you're afraid. Black nationalists and Afrocentric idealists have the ideas about why you're afraid. But I want to ask you, what are your fears? What do you think you are going to lose or gain by continuing this legacy that your parents and their parents and your ancestors, in short, started working for you? Do you enjoy living with these epithets that scientists and black scientists, specifically social scientists, are putting on you? Do you like being thought of as a vicious individual, vile? These are words that are used to describe people who systematically, intentionally abuse people, abuse their own power, withhold resources and opportunities from other people. And black people, I ask you, what are your fears? I know as an African-American woman, as a black woman with a black son and a husband and brothers, cousins, friends, my fear of helplessness. There's only so much you can, the speech that we have to give our sons and our cousins. I was walking the other day, passed by a young black man, and I just told him to take care of himself. He didn't even know me from Jamal, and I said that to him. Or I should say Jamala. Yes, but I felt compelled to just say that to him, knowing that he is totally out of control if some officer or some other white person walks up and just decides that they can just do or say whatever they want to say to him. There would be nothing he can do. And so when I said that to him, and I said, why'd you say that to him? Because he's just a kid. And even with a grown man, he has no power over the powers that be. And then my next thought was, then you want to invite him. You're asking him to listen to his gut. If he is going to go a particular way, take another route home or to the gym or to the park or wherever he was heading, because maybe that might get him home safely, is what I was thinking. So we have many fears, and it's interesting, this fear we have is not paralyzing. Sometimes you can be petrified and you can just be motionless. You cannot respond to something. But the kind of fear that we're seeing is a hyperactive kind of fear. You know, this is related to the police officers and their knee-jerk and then totally out of control. It's almost like something comes over them and they can't stop shooting when the person is clearly down. The person's back is turned. You know, in the cowboy days, that would be the most insidious coward would shoot a man in the back. That is, you can't get no lower than that. You can't get more cowardice than that. So this hyperactive fear that has taken control over these officers, I ask you, where is that coming from? I know social scientists will say black men, black people have been painted with this broad brush about who they are. They're criminals, they're vicious, they're hypersexist, they're all these negative things. And of course, they want the white women, of course. That's always part of the lie. All right. And then they want to take over your family and take over the world. So you got to make sure that doesn't happen. So you start these different forms of genocide to make sure that they don't. And I wonder how real that is. You know, I think one, it may have been Zig Ziglar, I'm not sure which one of those motivational speakers said, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not real. It's made up, just like race is made up. But it still takes over our lives, and we allow it to. This is Dr. Deborah Nixon. You can visit my website, drdeborahnixon.com, and I have an array of books that you have access to. I am also available to do public speaking and training. I'm an inclusive and diversity trainer, inclusive leadership specifically. That's another story. So, you're either racist or you're pro-racist, period. There's no getting around it. When I used to be an instructor at the university and I taught diversity, one of the biggest problems I had with the white students is that they did not want to admit that they had racist ideas, that they had been exposed to these. Well, this is America, people, and whether it's economical or whether it's whether it was just to remain in a particular position of power, which really comes down to economics, it really doesn't matter. What has happened is you have created a system of division between human beings based on your need to feel important and feel superior and to subjugate and to abuse, oppress, disenfranchise, basically get rich. That was your point. But it's turned on you. It is turned on you. And now the only way we can get it to turn back is that we begin to acknowledge what is happening to us and make efforts to undo it. And the only way, family, this is going to start is that you will have to, I'm beating on my desk now, have to start right now acknowledging what is going on with you and then seeking real help, not from the preachers who haven't been telling you the truth about what you should be doing about your racist behavior at work and in your business and in government. Somebody who's going to tell you the truth if you are interested in getting better. If you're interested in changing the course of this history, oh, man, if you read the Declaration of Independence, the preamble to the Constitution, wow, this is some beautiful words, some beautiful, those white men, they had some great words to put to this country. And unfortunately, the average white person believes that. Black people don't believe it because you have proven to us that there is really no justice in any of that. And the people who wrote it had slaves at the time and weren't thinking about black people, so we know that. But it's a beautiful idea that we can really make happen. There's enough diversity in this country, enough minds, brilliant minds, black, white, brown, female, male, homosexual, heterosexual, old, young. There are enough minds in this country to make it real, but it won't happen unless we come to the table and have the right kinds of conversations, all right, truth-telling conversations. This has been On the Real with Dr. D, and I am ready to have that conversation with you. I am ready to talk about my fears. I'm ready to talk about have you come real with yours, and when we can do that, family, then we will truly be one nation. And then we can go ahead and stick God in there because that will be the most godly thing we probably have ever done in the history of this country. It's been my pleasure. Visit my website, drdeborahnixon.com. Reach out to me at drdeborah@drdeborahnixon.com. Until next week, you take good care.